Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm calling you some information about your agency.
Yes, ma'am. How can I assist you?
I already have a client. We've been
okay.
with our current agency for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to switch to another agency because I'm not satisfied with
okay.
the agency that I have.
Okay. What county is your participant residing in?
Excuse me?
What county is the patient living in?
Philadelphia.
Okay. And how many hours does the patient have?
42 a week.
42 a week. Are you getting overtime for the remaining 2 hours?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, good. And what's your current rate so we can match it or offer you something higher?
Well, excuse me, that's one of the discrepancies that I have with my current agency. I just found out that they was given $14 an hour.
Well, that's the ongoing rate for Philadelphia County. Because the state reimburses by county and how many hours you get depending if the agency pays overtime. So anything over 40 hours, obviously, if they pay overtime, you're going to get time and a half. So I can, if you're in Philadelphia County with 42, I can go up to the 15. But if she gets more hours, like later on in the near future, anything over, I believe, 56, anywhere between 56 to 64, I don't have the numbers in front of me, you go down to like 14. So I can take you in now and offer you a higher rate. But just keep in mind that if she goes up, right now she might not go up. She might not need that level of care. But if she does, just know that the rates do go down. If you stay with the agency that pays overtime. Because you're going to make more money in overtime than you will your regular 40. Understand a little bit? It's a little hard to explain it. I tell them all the time, this is horrible for caregivers.
Right, the agency is just like, they don't pay me for all the hours, period.
Yeah, no. That's not.
Always
that's not acceptable.
It's always a problem during a pay period. Like, I don't get all my pay. I don't know it until I receive my check.
Oh, that's horrible.
Then I'll see paying me for 42 hours. It's 36 one time. Or you know, even less another time. They're not consistent, and they can't never tell me why.
Wow.
Like, this is my third year of my income tax turning, and I'm owing the IRS every time I go to file my income tax from this agency.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. All right. Let's get you out of there. Let's get you the help you need, okay? Consistency in payroll, getting paid once a week every Friday, no issues with payroll, okay? Let's get you that help you need. What's your participant's first and last name?
Donald Matthews Carter. There's a dash after Matthews and then Carter.
And Mr. Carter's his date of birth?
8/4/97.
And his home address?
5605 Wyalusing Avenue.
What avenue is that?
Wyalusing. Wyalusing.
And Mr. Coleman?
Wyalusing?
No, the zip code.
Oh, 19131.
Let me check to see his care plan and let me check his, let me check real quick his eligibility planning. What are Donald's disabilities, ma'am?
He's epileptic, and he also was in a car wreck that tore up the nerves in his, he had permanent nerve damage in his left leg. He also had hardware in there, and he suffered a head injury.
Jeez. He's lucky to be alive.
Yes.
What's your relationship to the patient, ma'am?
It's my son.
You know, my son was born August 8th, 1997. And when you gave me that birthday and then told me what were his disabilities, I was like, oh, my gosh, you know? He's a Leo. Good, very good kid.
Yes, strong.
Strong, very strong. God is great. He has him alive for a reason. He ain't going nowhere, you know? Okay, so now I'm going to have a challenge probably finding him. So let me put, do you want me to put Matthew and Carter together? Because with Matthew as the middle initial and Carter's the last name, he's not pulling up for me. I know you said like there's a dash in between both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's Donald, Matthew, dash.
Is Matthews with an S?
Oh, Matthews with an S. Let me try that. Let me see if he populates. Oh, there he is. Matthews with an S. Yes, ma'am. He's with Keystone. He has an active waiver. All right. Well, let's get you the help you need, Mom. Mom, what's your name, first and last?
Tanja, T-A-N-J-A, Carter.
All right, now I want you to write down some information, okay? Just let me know when you're ready. Do you have the service coordinator's information from Keystone?
From Keystone.
I'm going to tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to basically just let her know the intentions that you're having. She has to formally put in the changes and the requests. She has to put change the care plan. In the meantime, I'm going to need you to clock in and out as usual, like nothing's happened, until we officially take over, all right?
Okay.
Let me put this in real quick. You're going to continue to clock in and out as usual, so there's no lapse in services for your son and no lapse in pay for you. And the state from Keystone, the workers, are going to notify that agency of your last day with them. You don't even have to bother with that, all right?
Okay.
Yep. Let it come by surprise. For them being so horrible to you.
We've been with them for a very long time. I never questioned anything because I just figured, you know, there's honest people out here and I didn't have to check behind nobody. But like I said, this being the third year, I went to file my taxes and they saying that things wasn't proper and I owe, instead of receiving a refund, I had to owe the IRS, you know.
That's not cool. Not good. All right, Mom. Miss Tanya, I just need you to write down the agency's information. While we do that, I'm going to see if someone is available to further you along in this process, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
My name is Jasmine. It's spelled J-A-S-M-I-N.
Okay.
And the agency's phone number is 267-551-7400. My direct number is 267-551-7410. So it's the same number except my last two digits, okay? What's a good number to reach Mr. Donald?
267-319-0707.
Mm-hmm. And what's a good number to reach you, Mom?
The same number.
Okay. Are you going to be his point of contact?
Yes.
Okay.
And
are you doing...
He has a phone number, but his phone is broken right now.
Okay. Do you have your son's Medicaid ID? Because I can give it to you. You don't have it.
I don't have it in front of me.
Would you like it? Because sometimes I know.
Yeah.
Okay,
not
let
sure
me know when you're
ready. I'm ready.
Yeah. It's 4701. That's 4701-381-016.
Okay.
All right, so I gave you my name, I gave you my number. The agency that's going to hire you, Ms. Tanya, and assist Donald onto further services is called Family First Care. We're number one right now in the county. We actually have a radio campaign happening. I'm going to try to give you the highest rate. I'm also going to offer you a 300 sign-on bonus just for doing this today, okay?
Okay.
Yay! That's just because I like you. I didn't like you and your son didn't have my son's birthday. No. So street name, I'm just going to review the information. So it's W-Y-A-O-U-S-I-N-G, correct?
W-Y-A-L-U-S-I-N-G.
A-L-U-S-I-N-G, got it. And the city is Philadelphia. I'm just putting in the information that we need to submit the referrals because right, we're going to get all this done for you today. We're going to help you with it. The change is not going to happen immediately, but we are going to knock on Keystone's doors, letting them know because they're the only ones that can make these changes official. And then once the worker that's assigned to Donald does her due diligence, then obviously they're going to call us to accept him as a participant. In the meantime, you're going to be registered and ready. Are there any minors residing in the home with you guys right now?
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm not. Is yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Tanya is the full-time caregiver for Mr. Donald. Just writing in the notes. 1 second. You guys share one phone. As soon as he gets a phone that he can be reached at, just give me a call. Ms. Tanya, just let me have it so that I can put it in for him, okay? And update his profile.
Okay.
Almost ready.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Friday, by the way. You work, right? You have a 7-day care plan with him or just a 5-day?
No, 7 days.
So you don't have a day off for yourself, huh?
No. Not at all.
All right, I'm going to be transferring you to Miss Ruth. Welcome to Family First. Miss Carter, it's been a pleasure assisting you. You call me if you need me, okay? She's going to further you along. All right,
okay,
you have a great rest of your day. Mm-hmm. Please hold.
You too.
Thank you.
Family First, we're speaking.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Did you just get off the phone with Jasmine?
Yeah.
Okay, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, so I will go over the intake process with you. Okay, explain to you what it is like and see if you have any questions.
Okay.
Okay, just give me a moment. Let me check if Jasmine entered your information so I don't have to ask you again. Okay. Okay. So am I speaking with the patient or the caregiver?
Caregiver.
Oh, okay. So I guess you're Tanja, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let me explain to you how the intake process works. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in order for us to start a case, we need two things. So number one is that we need the aide to be active. It's not a hard process signing up. I'm going to get to that in a minute. And then the second part is that we need the authorization from the insurance company, the patient's insurance company. And then once we have these two things, we can actually start. Okay, so it's, you know, pretty simple. As for the paperwork, so what we will need is, let me send you a text right now. Is this phone good to text?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a text with our application requirements so I can make sure you get it. Okay. Okay, I just sent it. You can let me know when you get it.
I just received it.
Did you get it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So as you see there are four links that you need to complete. There, you know, the application, direct deposits, you know, all the forms that you need. They can all be done online. And then we will need a TB test. Did you get one done within the last year?
Considering 2026 gift payment. So I haven't had one done in 2026, but yes, in 2025,
Okay, if it's in 2025, but it's less than a year, then we can accept it. When did you do it in 2025? Was it towards the end of the year, or was it more beginning?
Yes, it was towards the end of the year.
Oh, so we probably can accept it. Do you have the results?
I think I can go into a portal. To retrieve those results.
Okay, so as soon as you have a chance, you know, try to go on the portal and, you know, take a screenshot of the results. And you can just respond to my text with a picture of that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what else we will need is that we'll need IDs. Which form of IDs do you have?
I have a state ID.
Okay. And what about a social?
Yes, I have a social security card.
Okay. Do you have these two things handy now? What's
yours? I do.
Okay. Do you want to just take a picture of it and send it to me?
Okay. I need to run to my door really quick. Thank you. saw my son in you just through the text that you sent me?
Yes, just respond to that text, a picture of it.
Okay, I have to send the social separate.
Okay, perfect. I got your ID.
I just sent the social.
Okay, perfect. Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. Now, for the last thing that we will need is that we'll need to prove that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. It can be anything from an expired ID to a letter, a bank statement, a bill, anything, you know, that has your name and then your address and is dated for at least 2 years back. You think you have anything like that?
Yes, I do. I have my ID.
Oh, okay.
And expired, that's why I used the state ID.
Yes, a state ID. When was it issued?
No, the state ID is up to date. It's the city ID is up to date. The state ID is the one that's not updated yet.
Oh, okay. So just send me that one then, and we'll use it for
okay.
the. Yeah.
Okay, I just sent the ID, the state ID.
Okay, perfect. Let me check. Okay, this is perfect. Okay. So you can technically be active today. I mean, it's just if you send your TB results in today and you work on the links, because that's all you're missing.
Okay.
Okay. When would you like to set the start date for? Because I'm thinking of requesting the authorization from the insurance company. It takes them a couple of days until they actually send it. So do you have a date in mind when you want to start?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible, okay. So yeah. I'll let them know that you want to start as soon as possible. Are you currently providing services? Are you currently working?
Yes, I'm currently providing. Yes, they messed my income tax up for, like, this is the third year now. Last year, I owed the IRS. The year before that, I owed the IRS. And now this year, stating I owe the IRS. And they keep telling me that the problem stemmed from the people that I work for.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, so let's get this sorted out then. I will reach out to Keystone and I'll let them know that you want to go ahead. You know what? How about we call them now? Do you want us to call together? That way they can get it going?
Yes, that would, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because otherwise I would have to wait for them to get in touch with you and confirm.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, yeah. So give me a moment. Let me just pull up their information. Okay, give me a moment and I'll call them in.
Your name, number, and a brief message,
we'll
and I will return
okay?
your call within 2 business days. Yes. You can also text this number. Please note that I will be out of the office February the 2nd and the 3rd. I will be returning to the office Wednesday, February the 4th. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care. In regards to patient Donald Matthew Carter, I have Tanja on the line. We just wanted to let you know that they would like to switch over the services to Family First Home Care as soon as possible. Tanja, can you confirm?
Yes, I am on the line with Family First Home Care, and I'm authorizing you guys to make the switch as soon as possible.
Okay, and I will send you an email with our agency information just to avoid confusion. If you have any questions, you can call me back. My number is 267-551-7426. Thank you.